corner of Sahara and Decatur, Mr. Pink is waiting for you to give you what you deserve. Come see us. You know who sent you. Mr. Pink, baby. Maybe.
Carry on, my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago, and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I hope all of you will take a minute and drop $5, $10 in an envelope so that Herschel Walker can advertise on TV in the state of Georgia. I know people say, well, why should we help them down there? The fact is, it's going to impact everybody. What happens in that race is going to impact everybody. And, you know, All you got to do, is just $5 or $10. That's it. I'm going to send some money because I think Herschel Walker is going to be a damn sight better than Raphael Warnock. I really do believe that. This is such a critical election. This again, not knowing what's going to happen out here, what's going to happen in Arizona. This is a critical, critical election, and it's not over. I can't believe we're still talking about the election, though. A couple of days removed. I can't believe that we can't figure this thing out in 12 to 15 to 24 hours. It's no different than it was yesterday. We've got to, as a community, as a state, we got to figure this out. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. Coming up, very excited because one of the things that we love doing is talking with experts. Michael Shouse will join us. Formerly with NPRI, now with Shouse Creative. We'll talk with him. He'll be filling in for me tomorrow, by the way. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden will meet with China's president at next week's Group of 20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. Greg Clugston with that report.
The announcement of Monday's meeting comes amid increasingly strained U.S.-China relations over Taiwan, trade, and Russia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
President Biden has made it a priority to keep lines of communication open with President Xi, to responsibly manage the competition between our two countries.
It will be the first in-person meeting between the leaders of the world's two biggest economies since Mr. Biden took office. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at townhall.com, among the Republicans who had success on Election Day was Ohio Governor Mike DeWine. He credits his big margin of victory to his party's emphasis on education, including school choice for parents.
Particularly where, you know, they're in failing schools, they're in schools where it's very difficult for the kids to get the right education. We want to put poor kids on the same par with rich kids, that parents, you know, do have a choice.
Governor DeWine was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Stocks are bursting toward their best day in years as exhilaration has swept Wall Street. Financial markets worldwide after a report showed inflation slowed last month by even more than had been expected. The most dramatic action may be happening in the bond market. Treasury yields sank sharply as investors paired bets on how aggressive the Federal Reserve will be in the future in hiking interest rates to get inflation under control. Big rate hikes by the Fed have been the main reason for Wall Street's recent struggles and are threatening a recession. The Dow finishing ahead 1,182 points. The NASDAQ was up 760. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold, the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, Chuck, I saw on CNN that over 40% of the American population can't cover a $400 emergency expense. Is that true?
The bad news, yes, 100% true. The good news, this is exactly the group of folks we welcome every day at Dollar Loan Center. I can't tell you how many times I've told the critics of our industry to simply walk into a bank and try to borrow a couple thousand dollars. Most banks won't even take your application, Craig. We get it at Dollar Loan Center. We're here for you, the real people in Nevada who run into a pinch every now and then.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes and have up to a year to pay it back, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Adam Laxalt maintains a slight lead over incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto in Nevada's hotly contested U.S. Senate race. Laxalt's lead narrowed a bit after Clark County election officials released the new numbers last night, 50% to 47.9%. Local election officials say they still need to count some 70,000 mail-in ballots. In the race for governor, Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo leads Governor Steve Sisolak by more than 4 percentage points, 50.3% to 46.1%. In the race for Nevada U.S. House seats, Congressman Mark Amadi easily won re-election, while the three Democratic congressional incumbents, Gina Titus, Susie Lee, and Stephen Horsford, are all locked in close races with their GOP challengers. The combination of close races and the rules for receiving and counting mail ballots mean the election results won't be known for several days. Those mail-in ballots, which are postmarked no later than Election Day and been received by Saturday, November 12th, will all be counted. Final unofficial results could be released by November 15th, a week after Election Day, and certified by each county November 18th. Then the Nevada Supreme Court conducts a canvass of the results on the 22nd, when the results become official.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And a quick check of the traffic cams. We do see some reduced speeds through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 right now, especially on the southbound side between Sahara and Tropicana. We're seeing some delays there, and you'll tap the brakes on the Beltway 215 westbound at the airport connector.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follows through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two. Time is running out. Number three. Time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local. I'm going to be off tomorrow. Sitting in for me is going to be our next guest, Michael Shouse, the former communications director at NPRI and the founder of Shouse Creative. He is a political columnist, and you're really going to enjoy him tomorrow from noon to 3. Michael, first of all, thank you for taking time out of your schedule today, but especially tomorrow when I'm going to be off getting some dental work done. Thank you so much for helping us out.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I wish you were doing something more fun than dental work, but I'll definitely be enjoying my afternoon more than you.
I know. Yesterday, the public doesn't know this, but yesterday, you and our executive producer slash general manager, Andrew Paul, went off in search of the big red wave. We didn't find the red wave, but we did find a couple of 805s, and it was a fun after-show experience. What happened to the big red wave?
Yeah, well, first of all, when you can't find a big red wave, beer is always the next second best thing.
Yeah.
So, definitely good afternoon. But, there's a lot of answers to that question, what happened to the big red wave. But most, if you want to break it down to the simplest thing, it's the GOP did what the GOP is always very, very good at doing. That is, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. I mean, they put forward some candidates in many races that were either not really prepared or not qualified or just simply not likable by that all-important independent vote. And that cost them nationally a lot more. They made it a much more difficult task than it should have been. And that's what's frustrating, is because given everything economically and politically, this really should have been a good year for Republicans, but they couldn't quite help themselves.
Now, this goes back 6 weeks. In fact, it really goes back to the morning of June 15th, the day after the primary, when we started seeing Catherine Cortez Masto ads and trying to define Adam Laxalt as extreme and beholden to oil companies and, that kind of thing, big pharma. And I guess my question is, did you notice the same disparity? Far more Democrat ads, PAC ads for Democrats than for Republicans. Did you notice that, or is it just my imagination?
Oh, yeah, that certainly was the case. I don't remember what the exact dollar numbers are, but I know that Democrats were spending big, especially in states like Nevada, and for pretty obvious reason, too. I mean, they knew it was going to be a difficult year. You know, right now you've got all these Democrat pundits out there saying, see, we told you there'd be never be a big red wave. Well, that's not true. Why were you guys spending so much money if you weren't afraid of it? So they knew that it was going to be difficult, and they were out there spending money right away. Republicans, in their wonderful, you know, classic sense, are just horrible at teamwork, and they did not have those dollars ready to go in the races that really mattered when it really needed to be out there being spent. So they were already kind of playing from a deficit, and there's a lot of finger pointing going on right now within GOP circles, asking, you know, who didn't spend the money. I mean, you know, some folks are pointing at Trump and saying he raised a lot of money, but he didn't spend a whole lot of money on candidates. Other folks are pointing to, you know, other super PACs and stuff, saying, well, they didn't spend it. You know, you can have all the money in the world, but it still comes down to candidates for most races. And there were a lot of races where the candidates were either not strong enough or not palatable for the so-called moderate voter. They might be what Republicans want, but Republicans might not be the big tent party that they used to be once upon a time.
We were told that we would have African Americans, that we would have Latinos, all defecting from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party. We know that we had just as many independents as we did Republicans and Democrats. So what happened to that? I mean, did that actually happen? Do we have Latinos voting for Republican candidates?
Well, you know, we still do have more Latinos going towards Republicans than in years past or what have you. The big thing and the big takeaway, the point of optimism here, if you will, is when you start to look at the trends. The trends are, especially the younger Latinos, are not going towards Democrats right now automatically. Democrats really have to work for that vote, and that's something that they're not used to. In fact, that was one of the things that, you know, everybody was worried about Cortez Masto here in Nevada, was would she be able to get out there and actually get the kind of Hispanic support that traditionally you would expect from a Democrat who is Hispanic. And obviously she did okay. I mean, it's still a very competitive race, but Democrats have got to be looking at that, and if they're honest with themselves, they've got to be a little bit worried about future years when maybe there are really good Republican candidates out there running. I mean, look at what happened in Florida, and look at what happened with Ron DeSantis. You know, certainly he's not struggling with some of those groups that historically Republicans have struggled with.
The victories in Florida, Rubio and Ron DeSantis, absolutely amazing. What does that tell you? In particular, Miami-Dade County, which has gone totally backwards. I mean, it's now a pro-Republican community. What does that tell us? And is that something that's going to spread around the country, or is it peculiar just to Florida?
Well, you know, I think Republicans across the country have really got to sit up straight in their chairs, look at Florida, and figure out, wow, this state figures out how to turn itself around. And I'm not just talking about the GOP. I mean, you know, you look at education, and they are now, you know, within the top of education ranks, even though just a few short years ago they were at the bottom. Look at their vote tallying. I mean, they had the votes tallied and everything within a day or two. Compare that to 2000, when we were all sitting on the edge of our seats for 3 weeks or 3 months or whatever it was until the Supreme Court decided the George Bush race. You know, they have figured out how to get their act together, and part of that is they've got kind of a unique sense of GOP politics down there, where they realize, look, yeah, we have to appease the base, but the base isn't everybody in Florida that we need. And they've gone out there, and Marco Rubio, DeSantis, so many of them have been able to simultaneously be, you know, conservative champions that people love and don't want to call a rhino, but at the same time appeal to those more moderate folks and even some Democrats. And if you can figure out how exactly they're doing that, you can start to have a lot of success in otherwise purple states.
I want to ask you about individual candidates here in Nevada, and in particular, a guy that had a reputation of being dull, not very good on the stump, and that's Adam Laxalt. I've seen a marked improvement in the way he handles questions, the way he stumps, his stump speeches. I think he is a much better candidate today than he was against Steve Sisolak.
Yeah, I think, honestly, if he ran his campaign more like this when he ran for governor, we might be having very different conversations today about who's in the governor's office. He definitely has improved since that race. And I think, you know, that says something about him or his team or both, that they were able to sit there and say, look, this was our weakness last time. Here's how we need to start improving. The big question is, was it enough? It's still a very, very close race. We still have a lot of votes to tally, so we'll see how that ends up. But I'll tell you what, in a state like Nevada that people expected were going pretty blue for the last several cycles, with Cortez Masto running for Senate, the fact that became a very competitive race says a lot about not only how people are upset with Democrats, but also that the candidate, Laxalts, really did go out there and try to make an effort. The question is just, was it enough?
Sheriff Joe Lombardo has run a pretty smart campaign. It's been kind of low-key, not a lot of gaffes. In fact, no gaffes that I've been able to see. What do you think of the way he's performed so far?
You know, I think he did really well. The gubernatorial debate that he was in with Steve Sisolak, I know that he performed really well there. A lot of people seemed really surprised by that. I kind of expected him to do pretty well on that, honestly. And as far as the campaigning goes, he's tapped a little bit into some of what you've seen in Florida, where he's been able to be a guy that, you know, the Trump wing of the GOP can still get behind and still like and still support, but at the same time, he's not so defined as a Trump guy that the rest of people who might not like Trump shy away from him. In fact, just the opposite. A lot of folks who are in the middle seem to still like him and seem to trust him. So he's been able to very well, you know, balance that moderates with the Republican base. And we'll see, you know, whether or not that pays off for him. It's looking pretty good right now, but we'll see what happens when all the votes are cast.
More coming up with Michael Shouse, former communications director for NPRI, currently the founder and the owner of Shouse Creative. And he's going to be sitting in for me tomorrow. That's how we do it on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
About 2 weeks ago, I was watching the Golden Knights in an area sports bar. That is so much fun. Hey, Kevin Wall here. More than once, I thought about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. You know, for years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. The number again, 702-369-1321, or check them out at qhalv.com. That's qhalv.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time, 702-410-8020. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Las Vegas, you deserve more. And with United Healthcare, you'll get more. Annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. So call United Healthcare today. Whether you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time or looking to change your coverage during the annual enrollment period, with United Healthcare, it's easier than ever to get more for your Medicare dollar. With great benefits like $0 copays on covered prescriptions, $0 copays on primary care, $3,000 toward covered dental services, and much more. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, Las Vegas. So speak to a licensed sales agent today. They'll help you find a plan with more benefits, a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Just call 1-888-CALL-UHC. That's 1-888-CALL-UHC. That number again, 1-888-CALL-UHC. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Believe it or not, a name mentioned earlier in the conversation with Michael Schauss from Schauss Creative, and that is the name Donald J. Trump. Next Tuesday, he's supposed to make a major announcement where he's going to talk about his plans for 2024 and beyond. One of the things you do, Michael, that I think is really, really cool is you work on branding. Emergency branding, all kinds of different things like that. Explain what it is you do and how you can help folks.
Yeah, the way that we explain it is that we help you tell your story. So if you've got a brand or an organization and you want to increase your brand awareness, you have to have a story behind your brand, and we help you tell that story. And sometimes that includes something as simple as creating a website for you or graphic design. Other times it's creating a crisis communications plan for you or creating a actual marketing plan so that way you can get out there and let people know that you exist. So that's really what we focus on is figuring out how to tell your story as a brand or as an individual.
A guy that has a branding problem, believe it or not, is Donald J. Trump. And one of the things that he's got a problem with is that a lot of people in the Republican Party love him. It's almost a cult-like following. But there are also folks who are independents, folks who are Democrats, and even some Republicans that don't like Donald J. Trump. They may love his policies, but they hate the tweets. They hate the over-the-top rhetoric. What would you advise Donald J. Trump to do, or is it possible for him to change his stripes this late in life?
Well, you know, first of all, I don't think he's the type of guy that would ever take advice from me. But if I was to be sitting down in a room with him and he did seriously want my advice, I would say, don't announce a 2024 run. Instead, just announce a new Make America Great hat or something. Sell some new merch or something. The guy does not have, as you point out, a brand that really gives any latitude whatsoever for people who might be unsure about him. Everybody already either loves him or hates him. He doesn't really have any room to grow. He's defined already by everyone. And that's a really bad position to be in, whether you're a political candidate or even just a business. If people love you or hate you, you want kind of undecideds so that way you can work on people and persuade people. As a political candidate, having no undecideds and really being defined by love or hate is your kind of nightmare scenario, because you have very little latitude to grow your audience. And of course, if you're going to get elected,